Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, July 1st. Face masks will be required of teachers and students if and when school buildings reopen in the fall. Governor Gretchen Whitmer outlined plans yesterday to resume in-person learning despite the COVID-19 health crisis. Rick Pluter reports.
Face masks, yes. 6-foot social distancing might be difficult to enforce within the confines of classrooms, so that is optional but recommended. Governor Whitmer says that makes it critical for people to continue to follow precautions now to slow the spread of COVID-19.
As we look toward September, we cannot let our guard down. We've got to remain vigilant.
A budget deal between Whitmer and the legislature's GOP leaders will deploy $256 million in federal CARES Act money to help make schools ready for students and teachers to return. The governor has also asked the Michigan High School Athletic Association to consider flipping sports seasons so close contact sports can be moved to the spring instead of the fall. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling on public funding for religious schools is not likely to have a direct effect on Michigan. The high court decision in a Montana case this week has made it easier for religious schools to obtain public money. Michigan's constitution bans public money for all private schools, not specifically religious ones. Ben DeGroe is with the free market Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He says that likely means Michigan's law will stand, at least for now.
For now, it means Michigan families still face an extra hurdle that most other states do not.
Michigan's largest teachers union is concerned about the ruling. It says the court's decision will embolden conservative groups that are trying to divert money from public schools. Some communities will still get the oohs and ahs of fireworks this 4th of July weekend. Alpena is one of the communities still having a show. It's scheduled to begin at dusk on Saturday. Mayor Matt Walagora says people will be able to enjoy the show safely.
We've urged the community several times to follow the guidelines of being distant from those that aren't in their household and things of that nature.
Walagora says city leaders took close to 4 weeks of discussion before deciding to move on with the show. He says a small to normal-sized crowd is expected. Other cities that will have fireworks include Mackinac City, Gaylord, and Clare, but fireworks have been canceled this year in many communities, including Petoskey, Cadillac, and Bay City. Those who have canceled are citing safety as the main concern. A Michigan civil rights icon says he is delighted to see the state rename an office building in honor of his former colleague. On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer renamed the Lewis Cass Building in Lansing as the Elliott Larson Building. In 1976, Republican Melvin Larson and Democrat Daisy Elliott, both members of the Michigan House, crafted a landmark civil rights law that has since become a national model. Melvin Larson says there's still more work to do in order to create equity for all Michigan residents.
We are beginning to look at ourselves in a better way, but due process can't be thrown out the window. First Amendment rights of free speech can't be thrown out the window. It's a very complex time.
Daisy Elliott died in 2015. Larson says if they were writing the law today, they would include protections for gender and sexual identity. There is currently a ballot initiative underway to add that provision to state law. The spotted lanternfly has not yet been found in Michigan, but officials say the invasive bug is expected to arrive in the next couple of years. Tess DeGaynor explains.
The invasive lanternfly was first brought to the United States through Pennsylvania. It feeds on the sap, particularly from grapevines, walnut trees, and maple trees. Howard Russell is an entomologist at Michigan State University. He says it's a matter of when Michigan will see an infestation, not if.
It seems to be spreading, too. It's now found in New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, and West Virginia. So it's on the move. It takes a while for these things to move around, generally.
Russell says the biggest concern right now is that egg masses could be transported into Michigan. He says an infestation could be devastating to the state's fruit industry. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
Michigan officials have launched a program aimed at helping pay back rent and keep tenants in their homes, but experts say funding for the program isn't nearly enough to address the need. Starting on July 16th, the state will begin putting $50 million worth of CARES Act funding towards the Eviction Diversion Program. That program passed unanimously through the House and Senate. Jim Schaffsma is an attorney with the Michigan Poverty Law Program. He says based on fair market rent amounts, $56 million would be needed to cover 1 month of rent for just 63,000 people.
So you multiply that 56 times 6 months and you're, you know, up to $330 million, and that's only for one small part of the rental market. So, you know, I hate to throw out a number like $1 billion, but probably at least $500 million to begin to address the problem.
Schaffsma says Illinois and Pennsylvania have appropriated $396 and $175 million, respectively, towards housing assistance programs. Michigan's eviction moratorium is currently set to expire on July 15th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has released part of her plan for police reform in the state. Speaking at a news conference yesterday afternoon, Whitmer says it's important for police to live in the communities where they serve.
I'm hopeful to work with leaders in law enforcement to provide incentive programs for law enforcement agencies to hire and retain officers to live where they work.
State law prohibits municipalities from forcing officers to live in their city. Whitmer also says under her plan, false racially motivated calls to 911 would be classified as a hate crime. Attorneys for Enbridge Energy argued in court yesterday that the state has no authority to regulate the Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. That argument was in response to the state's request for an injunction to freeze operation of Line 5 while the state reviews documents from Enbridge about what caused significant damage to the pipeline's eastern leg. Enbridge attorneys said the sole oversight belongs to federal regulators. Judge James Jamo noted that the state seems to have regulatory authority over the anchor supports along the pipeline. Enbridge agreed that the state does have authority over the bottomlands of the lake, which the anchor supports touch, but it argued that it doesn't have authority over the pipeline itself. The judge pressed the state on what would happen if an injunction was granted, but the cause of the pipeline damage could not be discovered. After 14 days, the attorney for the state said the burden would be on the state to show that the pipeline represented a safety hazard. And that is your morning news roundup for this first day of July 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.